Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tan. Episode 10. Ann Putnam.
Right. Yeah, Mr. Mather, of course. Yeah, my apologies. You'll have to refresh my memory.
Forgive me, Sir Jonathan. Perhaps I rather vainly anticipated a modicum of recognition. Although, surely you will have read my treatise, Memorable Providences Relating to Witchcrafts and Possessions. It is, in part, why I have such interest in the happenings in Salem.
Of course. Full title. I tend to just think of it as Providences.
Might I be so bold as to inquire if you agree with the underlying concepts?
Of the book?
Indeed.
Well, I think it's fair to say I have never read anything quite like it.
You flatter me, sir.
All part of the service.
And you? You must have written extensively on the topic of witchcraft and possession, given your position?
Well, not as concisely as yourself, naturally. Yeah, you know, a couple.
Perhaps I have read them. What be their...
No, I couldn't.
Please, sir, don't embarrass me by refusing to name your books when I, in my excitement, proclaimed my own small work like a child displaying a board for its teacher.
Deathly Hallows?
Deathly Hallows. I'm afraid I...
Yeah, it looks at what's the current state of play.
I'm unsure what, Do excuse me, I have been unwell of late. But I was determined to reach Salem regardless of health, and how fortuitous I arrived just as the Crown's Witchfinder descends upon us.
Yeah, look, I don't suppose you have access to the prisoners, do you?
You wish to see them. Understandable. I can most certainly speak with Master Richards. I presume you have not as yet had the chance to meet with any of the town's leaders.
Yeah, well, I just got in last night, so... No.
Your room is surprisingly bare, sir. No trunk, no books.
What do we need with more than one set of clothes? That's kind of vain, isn't it?
Of course. You are indeed a remarkable man. Let us take breakfast, and then I shall see what...
Better to get on with it. Early bird in that.
Nonsense, sir. Believe me on this. The man that eats well starves not.
That's kind of self-evident. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go and eat.
And where exactly did you get to, then?
Take your hand off my shoulder.
Nearly 2 weeks gone, and I've had to try to explain that to Eberline. He is not best pleased.
I had business in Liverpool, a colleague
and
there...
And your man, Swift?
Well, he's still exploring leads related to the murder of Kaminsky.
And how's that going, then?
Well, you tell me. He'd refined the extensive list of visitors to a handful. Hasn't the good inspector made progress on that score?
How exactly is he expected to do that with little in the way of hard evidence?
Right, okay, look, here's a thought. just me kind of doing your job for you. But have any of the people on that list left London recently?
The people on that list leave London all the time. These are folks who have country houses. They do London in a different way to you or I.
Life would be a damn sight easier if they didn't.
Come by the yard by three, Doctor. The inspector wants to sit down.
That's not possible, I'm afraid. I have...
Three, or else.
My, Constable. You and Abilene. It's like watching the birth of Mini-Me.
Three?
Yes, I'll be there.
Proctor, John Proctor.
Here I am. I need to see my wife. Where is my wife?
Oh, you'll see her soon enough, have no doubt. I'm sure we can even arrange the same scaffold for you
both. I swear to God, Corwin, that when I... Anne Putnam...
The mark. There, on his forehead, sir. A scratch.
I see it, child.
I did play at the Venus Brass to sing our future husband. That when I dropped the yoke in the water, the spectre came from the grass and tormented me. I thought, sir, I scratched his face. His face. John Proctor's face.
This is madness. You're going to take the word of a child against a man...
Yet you are scratched, as the child
she
reports.
She can see I am. If I had a limp, she surely would have claimed to have kicked me. The scratch came in my arrest. Why would you not
Anne
listen...
Anne spoke of the scratch in my chambers, this morning. I came here merely to confirm. And
I'm
now...
Fine, sir. Please, take me away from him. He haunts me, sir. He haunts me nightly.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
I must say, Sir Jonathan, I find your arrival more than a little strange.
Well, I'll do a little investigating, a little digging. Be out of your hair, your wig, in no time.
No word was received to even indicate a witchfinder was being sent to the colony.
Well now, what's the last thing we want to do, eh? Alert the coven?
He has a point.
You know this gentleman, Master Mather?
I do not, Sir John. But we have conversed at length over breakfast, and he is most certainly attuned to the hideous nature of the rites and substances of witchcraft.
I am? Oh, I am.
His expertise is unquestionable.
Your own reputation precedes you, sir. And if you vouch for him, then my concerns are assuaged. And tell me, is your father to join us?
He will, I'm sure, at some point. He is currently engaged on his new opus. It is taking rather too much of his time.
You have a father? Yeah, of course you have a father. Sorry, I was...
Increase, Mather. You must know of him, surely. A scholar and writer of several notable works.
Yeah, forgive me. It was a long night, you know, witch hunting. And now you're questioning it. It's thrown me a little bit.
Worry not. Master Mather's word, and of course your warrant, will stand you in good stead, Sir Jonathan.
My warrant?
Your crown warrant. Come now. You jest.
Oh, of course. Yeah, my warrant.
Well?
It's in my bag.
Which is?
With my manservant travelling behind.
Master Miller mentioned that the good gentleman was so keen to start his work, he set to in the dark of night, and with naught but the clothes on his back.
That is... Is...
Is?
Most commendable, sir. We are indeed blessed to have you in our community. I am sure you will help prove the visitations and sorceries as fact.
Yes. On that note, perhaps I could speak with one of the accused?
Well, without warrant, I'm not sure that
A discourse is hardly untoward. As you yourself pointed out, a man determined in his course is to be praised.
Very well. We will arrange for one of
Jax.
Jax. Does he mean Hex Alexander?
Yeah, of course, that's the one. Hex Alexander. Let me speak with her.
May I ask how you came to know of...
The landlady at the inn woman. She mentioned her.
She is friendly with Mistress Dodd, I suppose.
May
that she...
I join you, Sir Jonathan, in the examination?
No, no, I think...
That is a splendid idea, Master Mather. What say you, sir?
I think that is a splendid idea.
You think Swift is uncertain of the outcome of the hospital murders, Mum?
Oh, absolutely has been from the start. And don't call them the hospital murders. You sound like a true crime podcast, for fuck's sake.
The murders related to the Royal London Hospital.
What?
Or the Flynn murder and related others.
The murders, that's it. How many sodding murder cases are we discussing in relation to Swift?
Apologies, my imagination runs riot.
His feeling from the get-go was that for a complicated case with multiple bodies and odd evidence, it just never sat right.
So you gave him time off and inferred he could investigate the case on his own time?
I did.
So with respect, ma'am, why are you so concerned? From the phone pings, he's just retracing the steps of the investigation. Well, apart from the Grigori... My pardon? What Grigori of Link? I don't even know the name.
Good man. Look, I've known Jonathan a while now. I like him. We butt heads at times, but he's a proper copper. I respect his belief that all is not right. But the way he's been on the phone and when he came to see me, that set off my own gut feeling. I don't want him to ever think I'd go over his head, but at the same time, I want him safe.
Understood.
Where's the last ping?
Heathrow Airport.
What?
Yes, ma'am. More specifically, we had a ping and then nothing. He must have not only closed his phone down, but if you want my opinion, he's removed the SIM too.
I've a list of names I'd like you to look into, probably nothing. Aristocracy. How he thinks those are related is beyond me, but...
I'll see to it immediately. Anything else?
No, no. Oh, Jonathan. What have you got yourself into?
Inspector.
Doctor.
Well, here we are again. Circles and circles, around and around.
Tea?
What?
Would you like a cup of tea?
I don't understand.
Oh, for God's sake, man, I've tried every approach in the book with you. Now I'm trying being friendly.
This is being friendly?
Yes.
This is somewhat akin to coming across a bear in the forest and having it share its salmon catch.
Right. Fuck that, then.
Normality, good, good. That I can cope with. That smile you just offered with tea? Positively not of this earth.
Britain says you wanted to know if any of the listed names have left London.
Yes. And he said that...
Four.
Four?
Four have left London in the time between the poisoning and... Well, five, actually.
So you are taking this seriously. I'm impressed, Abilene. Wait. Five?
You, Doctor. After your little voyage...
I'm not sure.
Don't play me for the fool you think I am. Accept me for the
fool you actually are.
Portugal.
Yes. I have an aunt in Lisbon.
What, and you visited for a day?
She's old, forgetful. If they ask her tomorrow, she'll swear blind it was a week.
I'm going to keep bringing you in, and you are going to continue lying and giving me the evening wheezies.
If you have the names, I can continue looking deeper. That's why I'm here, after all. You wouldn't have had them investigated otherwise.
Britainism.
That's not very useful.
Stay
to me
there.
If
there. Britain.
Sir?
Give me them names. Fuck me about, and I swear...
I shan't. The next time you see me, well...
Here. On your way.
What, the tea's off?
Get out.
Get in there, Alexander. And if you try anything with these fine gentlemen, I'll take your hands for keepsies.
I am sick and tired. Oh, my God.
Hex Alexander, my name is Sir Jonathan Statham.
Oh!
And I am Cotton Mather.
The Cotton Mather.
You know him.
Don't be silly. Anyone with a knowledge of 17th century who reads a book knows of Cotton Mather. And his father.
Increase, yes.
Oh, you read too, Jonathan.
Don't let her play her wiles with you, my friend. She will twist and turn...
I know my work, Cotton.
Of course, my apologies.
Your work?
I am the Crown's witchfinder, newly arrived. Are you repentant,
I am. It's... I can't begin to tell you. I am so fucking pleased to see you. You have to get your examinations concluded. Prove I am no witch. And take me away. That is, let me get away from this place.
Yeah, in good time. I'm not intending to stay too long. I need to get back to where I come from.
I understand.
Yes?
Yes.
Absolutely?
Trust me. I hear you.
Oh, this is a shame, sir. I had hoped you would remain long enough for me to learn of the new ways of hunting, of the new methods of proving not simply that a witch be guilty, but also to determine innocence.
That I will do. Innocence shall most definitely be proven.
Thank you, Abeline. Word to the wise. Never leave clues like a potential tracking device in your nearest drawer. By the time you miss it, I will be long gone. Time to get the fuck back to 2025.
A most interesting examination, sir. The girl made attempt to...
To?
Almost infer prior knowledge. Her manner with you, seductive and knowing.
Seductive?
Of course. But that is the way of the succubus, for example. One of many demons.
Seductive? Wow.
Good game, Master Margot.
Good day to you. Sir Jonathan, this is Anne Putnam, one of the girls who so bravely came forward.
Good father,
and
thwarting heaven.
What is
heaven?
It, Anne?
Not heaven, for
God,
here
help me,
is
man.
Hell.
The girl falls into
burn.
A fit. Lift her.
All is hell. Oh, help me! Help
what
me!
What is it? Speak to me. Speak.
He will die.
Who? Who will
he be
die?
Not of this earth. He dwells not here.
Sir Jonathan?
You are going to die!
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Featuring Louisa Bedell and Susie Stanley.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.